This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed across the country today. Election Commission brings social media activities under Election Code of Conduct. Nepali Congress Special General Convention called by General Secretary Joe begins today. And Iranian Army vows to defend national interest amid escalating protests. Now the news in detail. The 304th birth anniversary of King Prithvi Narayan Shah, the architect of modern Nepal, is being observed across the country today as Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day. NMSC's on the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal said Prithvi Narayan Shah laid the foundation of modern Nepal through unification, establishing national independence and a shared Nepali identity. He expressed hope that National Unity Day would inspire efforts towards people's happiness and prosperity while safeguarding sovereignty, territorial integrity and national unity. President Podal also paid tributes to the national builder by laying a wreath at his statue in front of the western gate of Simhadhar this morning. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki also offered floral tributes to the statue during a special ceremony held on the occasion. The Election Commission has brought activities on social networking platforms under the Election Code of Conduct to ensure the March 5th House of Representatives election is free and fair. According to the Commission, the code prohibits operating fake social media accounts or pages intended to influence the election. It also bars the spread of misinformation, insults, hate speech or misleading comments on social media, with or without the use of artificial intelligence AI. The code further restricts modifying, posting, reposting, commenting on, live streaming, tagging or sharing any content with the intention of influencing voters. Acts that undermine the credibility of the election or damage the reputation of the commission, its commissioners or staff are also prohibited. In addition, the code bans character assassination, personal defamation, and violations of voter credentiability. The commission said the code of conduct will come into force from the 17th of January. The Nepali Congress is holding its special Central General Convention from today. The two-day convention is being organized after a majority of General Convention delegates signed a call for it. The convention, led by General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswaprakash Sharma, is underway at Brikwati Mandap in Kathmandu. The closed session will take place from the 12th of January. The convention has not been supported by the party's establishment faction, including President Sher Bahadur Deva. Around 20.27% of the population in Nepal is below the poverty line. According to the Small Area Estimation of Poverty, an assessment of monetary poverty in municipalities and districts by the National Statistics Office, 18.34% of the population in urban areas and 24.66% in rural areas are below the poverty line. The National Statistical Office released the report on Friday about the status of monetary poverty in Nepal using the cost of basic needs method. By province, the highest poverty rate is 34.16% in Sudurpashchim province, while the lowest is 11.88% in Gondki province. Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki has said that despite the difficult circumstances and huge losses, Nepal Police continues to work for the security of citizens. Inaugurating the Traffic Accident Reduction Special Campaign and Traffic Week organized by the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Office yesterday, IGP Karki recalled that during the Janji protest, various offices and buildings of Nepal Police were set on fire and the structures and equipment of the Traffic Police were severely damaged. Inspector General Karki urged that Traffic Week be considered not just as a formal program but also a campaign to increase citizen awareness. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iranian army has vowed to defend national interest amid escalating protests. According to Al-Jazeera, the Iranian army has warned it will protect the country's national interest as anti-government protests continue amid widespread arrests and an internet blackout. In a statement published by semi-official news outlets on Saturday, the military accused Israel and hostile terrorist groups of attempting to undermine public security. It said the army will work with other armed forces to monitor threats and safeguard strategic infrastructure, public property, and national interests. The warning comes as Tehran struggles to contain the country's largest protest in years, driven by rising living costs and inflation. Human rights groups have called for restraint. Norway-based NGO Iran Human Rights says security forces have killed at least 51 protesters, including 9 children, and injured hundreds more. Myanmar has begun the second phase of its three-part general elections on Sunday, despite ongoing civil war and claims the polls aim to legitimate military rule. According to Al Jazeera, voting opened in 100 townships, many under heavy security or recent clashes. Since the 2021 military coup and the arrest of Aung San Suu Kyi, the country has faced widespread conflict. The National League for Democracy and all the anti-military parties were dissolved for failing to register. The elections are being held in three phases, with 65 townships excluded due to ongoing clashes. The U.S. Central Command has announced that the U.S. and its partner forces have carried out large-scale strikes against Islamic State IS targets in Syria. According to the BBC, the command stated that the operation had been directed by President Donald Trump on Saturday in retaliation for IS attack on U.S. forces in Syria on the 13th of December, which had killed 2 U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter. According to the command, these strikes were conducted to combat terrorism and protect U.S. and partner forces in the region. It said that their message remained strong. If any harmed U.S. warfighters, they would be found and killed anywhere in the world. A U.S. official said more than 90 precision munitions had been fired at over 35 targets in an operation involving more than 20 aircraft. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy weather in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kushi province, while the rest of the country will have mainly fair weather. Fog and mist in the Tarai region are gradually clearing after noon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed across the country today. Election Commission brings social media activities under Election Code of Conduct. Nepali Congress' Special General Convention called by General Secretary Joe begins today. And Iranian army vows to defend national interest amid escalating protests. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.